We're talking now with Ben Hale from Western Producers Livestock. Let's talk a little bit about these markets, both this week as well as maybe last week at your barns in Comanche and Woodward. Maybe starting with Oklahoma City yesterday.
Ron, we had about 7,500 or a little more yesterday here in Oklahoma City compared to about 9,900 a year ago. And just like you said, it just continued from last week. That deal really ramped up from Monday through Thursday there at Woodward. And we were able to carry it over. The feeders were kind of steady, maybe a little stronger. But, you know, and then the grazing cattle were probably 2 to 4 higher yesterday, lots of demand. You know, probably got a plateau every once in a while to keep climbing again. But we sure maintained it for sure and a little higher on the grazing cattle yesterday.
I know what for Oklahoma City, kind of another sloppy day with some nice moisture and a little bit of snow that folks had to kind of push through to get the cattle to market.
Yes, they did. You know, we probably had a couple inches on the ground by Monday morning, but big old wet flakes never did affect the roads that much. Sun come out, melted it off, and it really made for a nice day other than getting splashed around.
What's the attitude from folks you're talking with right now out in the country as they've watched this market's kind of move steadily higher since the first of the year?
I think everybody's cautiously optimistic. You know, we got those fats up 182 in Kansas and Texas, and the choice and select is high on the box beef. But you know, I think they're cautiously optimistic. I think, you know, sometimes we get to thinking, well, it's going to crash. And I had my father-in-law told me the best story one time. He said, don't worry about the mule going blind, just ride it. And I think if we would take that advice and go, it is good, but the numbers, and there's lots of fundamentals in this market that justify what we're doing wrong.
What's the early indications regarding the sales this week out in the country, your Comanche market as well as your Woodward market?
We're going to have a strong market tomorrow at Comanche. Got 300 yearlings off one deal, real nice home-raised deal. Be some light yearlings to go to grass, as well as some mid-weight yearlings and upper feeder cattle, and got a couple other big deals. He's going to have a nice run in Comanche tomorrow, and then Woodward's going to have another good run from what I'm knowing people are calling me. So I look for this thing to be awful strong.
And, you know, you said maybe, you know, at some point we've got to at least plateau a little bit. Any sign of a kind of leveling off as of yet?
I don't think so. I just think, you know, you can't have it just skyrocket the whole time. I think people kind of set back and do it. And I'm not sure that the weather hadn't done a little bit of that, you know, because it not griping about the moisture, but it has been extremely wet for the whole month of January. And so probably some of that I would expect. And then wondering where that snow was going to hit last Sunday and Monday.
I guess one thing about this moisture, it just kind of is most certainly setting us up for better and better opportunities for a green grass and actually getting some really good pasture going this spring.
Absolutely. We're going to get some good sub-moisture, not just on top. This stuff soaking in, and like you said, it's going to be setting up for a great spring, and hopefully we can hold it for graze out wheat and grass to come for sure.
Ben, if folks want to talk to you about these markets, how do they get a hold of you?
Just call my cell phone, 940-631-BEEF. That's 631-2333, and we'd love to talk whatever kind of market you want to talk about.
Ben, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.